The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Oh, is that it?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
One nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Got it.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta
stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American.
Good morning, Sovereign Mind.
Woo-woo!
Just had to come up with something different. You know,
I mean, I am already halfway down on my energy drink. I'm over here. You're having your birthday, Chevy's.
What's new? I didn't miss much then.
No.
With you.
All righty then. Today is Sunday. Once again, it's August 25th, 2024. Man, can you? September's like 5-6 days away. Good grief. Good morning. It's you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And I want to thank everybody for listening in, especially the Marxist meatheads, because, well, maybe I shouldn't thank you for anything. Moving right along, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy. I'm not finished.
I'm surprised. Go.
An immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes, and she's heard more BS in a BOS meeting. So
and it just keeps on giving, the gift that keeps on giving to me. Good morning.
Yeah, if you want your eyes and your ears to be completely wrapped in fecal matter, then go to a Democratic convention.
Enjoy the tingle and your dingle.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Whoa, dude. Whoa.
You know, I've come to the conclusion that people who are voting the Democratic ticket now have got a worm in their brain or something. They're just freaking mental.
You're just the
I have come to the conclusion
that
they are NPCs, non-playable characters. They're incapable of actually having a thought. So, like, you go
critical up, thinking is not a skill.
You go up to an NPC in a game, and that's where you like shopkeepers are. They're incapable of having a conversation
because
with
they
you.
Don't acknowledge any facts that could change their opinion. That's the problem. I was told
they're not human.
Well, whatever. You want. So,
I'm just saying they're not human. I'm not sure what they are, but they're not human.
All I know is I got to turn this down because it's like, holy moly, what the heck is going on there? All right, try again. Say something.
Something.
There we go. Better.
I was going to yell at it.
Hey! All right.
You guys!
The kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection bar faster than a high-speed download at 10th degree black belt around is Cyber Dave Johnson!
Good morning. The crowd goes wild.
All right. So, now that we've got that out.
Wow.
And we got a producer, Dave, who's doing a great job in there. Conspiracy theories are true.
Good morning.
That was the FBI blocking his voice box.
Thought it was a spirit box. Dave, can you tell us what the voices are saying?
Welcome to the shop here.
He's hearing voices now. What are they saying?
What do we have in the way of daggers?
Is he answering those voices?
Yeah, boy.
That's the question.
Well, we've seen quite a bit of changes in the last couple of weeks on the political front. Excuse me. We've seen RFK endorsing Trump.
I saw that coming.
Wow. I mean,
Is that the end of the Democratic Party altogether?
I can hope.
We can only hope.
Yeah, I mean, these people are out of touch with anything but some Marxist utopian unreal dream of some kind of a, you know, dystopian frickin' future that's completely non-existent because their premises are all incorrect and not factual. I mean, we got to throw out the old and burn it down because we got something that's better than freedom. It's called totalitarian slavery.
I was going to say drugs, but that goes hand in hand.
It's like these people have got a screw loose. They've burnt a bearing. The elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. They're a card.
They don't have an elevator. Wait. Back up. There's no elevator. That's
both
the problem.
Both in the water.
They thought it was an elevator, but it was just a closet.
Yeah.
they're like screaming slurs at you like, you're MAGA. Let's see. Make America great again. You're an extremist. You believe in family and raising your kids right and having
morals
and values and
integrity
and we all have rights. You extremist. And on the other hand, we've got the extremist version of Karl Marx. Government control of everything. Government control of healthcare. Government control of schools. Government control of your money. Government control of banking. You do what you're told when you're told and how you're told to do it. Government control of healthcare. Yeah, and we're the extremists, right?
I have determined after careful consideration I'm going to become more right and more extreme. Thank you.
I think extremism.
It's a homonym for
I don't know if you can get more far right. Can you?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, can you go? Yeah, I mean,
the politics of identity. You're far right. What's that mean? Let's see. I grew up in I thought was a normal family. I went to school. We went to church. You know, I like to hunt and fish. You know, I value my family and my children and my grandchildren. And I didn't even vote Republican until like 2018 because I was a libertarian and I voted for Ron Paul. But I'm an extremist, kind of like RFK.
Well, once again, if you take the policies of Donald Trump and you look at the policies of Bill Clinton 1980, oh my goodness, they're almost exactly the same. I'm pretty sure Bill Clinton wanted to make America great again.
I'm pretty sure JFK was a Republican now.
Bill Clinton wanted to do a lot of things. I don't know about making America great again. Just saying.
Did you know what the left's good at? Calling everybody names and lying.
I
saw an article where the guy says,
drugs.
It's unbelievable, the mindset. So this guy's like, yeah, this guy's an extremist because he said that we should... The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let's tie down the second with the change of the Constitution so the second doesn't become the legalized version of the first. What an extremist. But I don't even think you knew that was Thomas Jefferson that said that.
No, you know what they're good at? Is creating crisis and then make it look like they're the savior.
Yeah, they're an extremist.
They're really good at doing that. That's all that they do is create all these crises, and then they make it sound like they're going to run and save everybody. But they don't even do that. At the end, they run away and create another crisis.
Because the real truth is there's two potential violators of man's rights, criminals and government. And we haven't seen any criminals in the government at all lately, have we? I don't know. Can you
99% of them
can you
are?
Say, can you say laptop? You know, showering with your daughter. I think that's a criminal behavior, or at least a sick moral thing, if nothing
Pizza
else.
Pizzagate.
Depending on your attitude, I guess. I don't want to go into Pizzagate too much. I think all of this pedophile crap is true if you look at across the board. I don't have any proof, but let's just stick to what's actually provable criminal behavior.
I mean, so there's a really good way, apparently, to protect your firearms. Just wrap them in the Epstein client list, and it'll be fine. They'll never find them, ever. They'll lose them every chance they get.
I was trying to read the chat room. Never mind. I'll come back to that. I know. You know, so I guess circumventing the Constitution, forgiving loans, student loans when you don't have the authority to do that, persecuting your political enemies, you know, putting people in jail when with crimes they didn't commit, you know, like J6 and stuff like that. You know, that's just normal. So,
good times.
Good time.
Yeah, but they've been doing it for a long time, guys. So Come on, let's look back in history.
Let's go ahead and brush the assassination attempt completely under the rug and still talk about January 6th over and over and over again.
Well, here, I want to play this short clip from Tucker Carlson real quick if we're ready to go in there. And I think this is very spot on, his assessment. And again, you can go on to this for days. This is a micro clip, you know, sound bite. But I think it's absolutely spot on what we're talking about. Here we go.
Consider what he intends to do if we give him power again. Consider his explicit intent to set free violent extremists who assaulted those law enforcement officers at the Capitol. His explicit intent to jail journalists, political opponents, and anyone he sees as the enemy.
Can I just interject here for a second? This woman's really scary. She could easily get elected president. She's much more skillful than I have ever seen. She's a liar on the deepest level. The things she is saying right now are not just untrue. They're the opposite of the truth, which is the hallmark of evil. She's an extremist. She'll say anything. She's much more like Gavin Newsom than I ever realized. I could go through a whole litany of why what she's saying is not true. It wasn't an armed mob. There's not one person inside the Capitol with a firearm, period. The only person who was shot in the Capitol was an unarmed woman shot by one of Nancy Pelosi's bodyguards. So again, she's telling us that she fought the cartels to secure the border. She's the border czar, and the border is controlled by the cartels.
She argued that Donald Trump, quote, tried to throw away your vote. Didn't the Democrat Party just throw away all the votes and install her?
Well, exactly. She's saying that Donald Trump will free from prison violent extremists, meaning like 75-year-old lower middle class women with diabetes, when she endorsed defunding the police and opening the prisons to allow actual criminals out, which is why the crime rate has spiked, to allow the population of Venezuela's prisons, Caracas's prisons, are now living in the United States because of her. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, and I don't want to sound like I'm whining or fact-checking, which I hate, but what she's saying is the mirror image of the truth. She doesn't care. She's got no reference points in the truth, and she's an extremist. And she's a former prosecutor, and no former prosecutor should hold power, period. I've covered them my whole life. I've intensely disliked every single one of them for good reason. I think they're scary. They're liars, and they're megalomaniacal. And they put people in prison for political reasons. I've seen it again and again and again. And she's one of them. It's just the purpose.
So I think that just nails a bunch of stuff right on the head there, because the real deal is everything that she's accusing Donald Trump of doing is what the current administration is doing right now.
Mm-hmm. And has been doing. Yeah.
And then they act like Donald Trump was never president before. When he was president, none of that was happening. He didn't go after his political enemies. He didn't jail anybody. And he could have. He could have gone after Hillary for destroying emails that were on subpoena from Congress. I mean, his DOJ could have done a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. Now, if he doesn't do it this time and start firing people and holding people accountable, I think that's screwed up too. Because these people are so off-the-chart extremist criminals. Oh, yeah, I robbed a bank, but it's your fault. You're extremist.
Well, if we don't start seeing people being accountable for their actions.
Prosecuted for actual crimes.
Yeah. It has to happen.
See, that's the difference.
Because they'll do it to us.
If you were charging someone with a crime that they didn't commit and prosecuting for them for that, that's prosecutorial misconduct, as opposed to prosecuting for somebody for a crime they actually committed. That's called justice. And if you don't see the difference between the two, you're loopy. You're an idiot. You're screwed up. You got a brain worm.
Drugs.
Drugs. even propagandized to the point that there is no truth. It's whatever's relative according to what I'm told to say and think.
Well, and this is the funny thing, okay? So you've got all of the crap that's going on across the board right now. You've got food prices that are up, gas prices that are up. You've got energy power that's up. You've got everything that is what we use to survive on a day-to-day basis. Very few people are doing better right now, except for the people like, I don't know, Jeff Bezos, Walmart executives, people over at Costco, you know, all of the big corporations that everybody says they want to hurt. Those are the people that are all up right now. But the big attack that they have is a day that happened in January 6th, going on 4 years ago.
An orange man bad.
Orange man bad, and they're weird.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap if they're weird. I give a crap if I can pay my energy bill without having to sell my kidney.
So here's Kamala once again, real quick. This is a 36-second clip. And she admits that all of this is going on, but she doesn't admit that they're the ones in office that have caused it.
No, I'll fix it the first day in office.
Everyday prices are too high. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead. The bills add up. Food, rent, gas, back to school clothes, prescription medication. The cost of food. A loaf of bread costs 50% more. Ground beef is up almost 50%. There's a serious housing shortage. The price of housing has gone up. It's too difficult to build. And it's driving prices up. It is out of reach. The size of down payments have gone up as well. Costs are still too high. There's not much left at the end of the month. And prices are still too high. Every day.
So there she is admitting that all of that's true, except she left out one big thing.
How have we got there?
They caused it with overspending.
Well, not just that, but let's see, you let how many millions of illegals come across the border?
That wasn't her.
That wasn't her.
That wasn't her. She was that's misinformation.
Oh, it is. All those that came across the border didn't really happen, right?
No, she wasn't in charge of anything. That's misinformation. And you should actually be censored for saying anything that contradicts the narrative.
Yeah, well.
How dare you?
You extremist.
Yeah. I'm sorry. She's the one that allowed it, and she's the one that created the chaos.
No.
They created it.
No.
And now they want to say that they're going to fix it, and they lie again.
No. Well, they're going to fix it on day...
One?
1,300 and something.
All the other days don't count. It's just on November 6th it counts. Or January, in January, actually, but... No.
One of those days.
One of those.
Yeah, something like that. So, you know, these people have what their goal is to burn it down. Because out of the phoenix that rises out of the ashes is going to be their utopian communistic totalitarian system that's going to take care of everybody.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
It's going to be beautiful.
They're paradise where farmers never raise their prices because there's never ever going to be any issues with food and wheat and things like that because they just don't ever raise their prices. That's how it gets fixed.
It's funny you should mention that because I kind of AI'd a couple of the proposals by Kamala.
Kamihala?
Kamala Kami. I mean, Kami Balala.
Kami Kami Ha?
Yeah, that her.
Kami Kami.
What he said.
Wow. Oops, sorry.
So do price controls work? I just asked AI.
They have never worked.
Arguments against price controls. Distorting market signals. Price controls disrupt the natural price mechanism, leading to, shortages, black markets, inefficient allocation of resources, reducing the supply by setting the prices below market levels. Governments discourage production and supply and exacerbate shortages. No, What? Hmm?
So you have to ask yourself, if the end goal is communism, socialism, and famine, price controls work every time.
Well, you just...
That's what I want to look forward to.
I just have, like, a light come on.
Yeah.
Marxism is good for the government.
Drugs.
What?
They're figuring this out right now in Oregon. Drugs. Lots of drugs everywhere. It's made things so much
better. You're not that hungry if you're taking the right ones.
I wouldn't know.
I know. I never took anything when I was a kid because I was a model citizen. That's what.
On that brand new model diet.
Would you like a Walnutto? So here's some of her other brain frickin' childs. She's the smartest person in the room at taking over a country and destroying the economy.
I like drugs.
That's becoming painfully obvious, Dave. So,
you sure that is just a store-bought drink you got going there? I'm just asking. Nothing extra?
That's taking it down to the cellular level there.
Cellular level, right over here, right next to, just on the corner over there. Guy's name is Billy Bob. He's one of the most upstanding business owners in the area. He's the only one left. All the mom and pops left. But
you go ask him a question, and he goes, nyet, 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 nyet.
He's an NPC.
NPC. Well, kind sir, what do you have in your wares? You see, I got speedballs, bad teeth, good times, and hard days. Oh, yeah, doggy. Moonshine.
Wow.
Drugs.
That's going to be the new thing, drugs.
Drugs. We need a button for that.
You're an extreme.
We need a drug button. Every time we hear something stupid, drugs.
You're an extremist druggie. So.
And they're gone.
And they're gone.
Exactly.
In other news, the stock market has pummeled today.
Yeah, and it's not Halloween yet, but it sure does look like the zombies are out. But
gold's definitely not up a whole lot.
That's like 2550 or something. I would have never. Who predicted that? Who
yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. But so here is Kamala's proposed tax increases, and this is obviously for the good of the economy.
Oh, yeah. Unrealized gains?
Let's start with corporate tax rates.
Okay.
It's Harris. Kamala Harris. Her campaign has announced her intention to increase corporate tax rates from 21% to 28%, because that's going to stimulate the economy.
Why,
and
sure.
That's not going to cause prices to go up, because anybody who understands anything about economics knows that when corporations get taxed more, they never raise their prices on the people that are buying the products, because that would mean that they would go out of business.
Doesn't mean that they're not going to move their company someplace else and not supply us with their product.
I don't know. So.
Just saying.
Capital gains and dividends tax, her budget proposal, as quoted, would increase the top marginal rate on long-term capital gains and qualified dividends to 44.6%, more than twice the rate of communist China. But we're not communists. We're super communists, because we want to tax you twice as much as communists.
Yeah, and I hate to tell the people out there that they're part of that. They'll get taxed just the same as everybody else.
I know their prices are going to go up just like that for everybody else, but we're getting to hell twice as fast.
Yeah,
count on it.
All right, let's go.
Give it time.
All right. Tax increases for the wealthy. While Kamala Harris.
I meant harassment,
not
harassment. I'm just saying. I think
drugs.
I could say that. And she's gone.
She pledged not to raise taxes for those making under $400,000 a year.
Sure.
Her past proposals suggested that she may raise taxes for the wealthy. Yeah. Remember, the last one was only $150,000 a year? We're not going to raise taxes on anybody making over $150,000 a year, because that would be kind of like unethical or something, or I don't know.
And he lied.
Exactly. So I've got a couple of clips here. Let's see.
Forget the 25% unrealized gains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that affects almost all of them people out there with their retirements and all of that, you know.
I almost forgot because if you have unrealized gains on things that went up in value but you didn't sell, that means that you owe tax to the government. That'd be kind of like if your house was you bought it for $100,000. And the market took a hike and, you know, went up in value, and it went up to $150,000. You'd now owe tax on the $150,000, even though you didn't sell it. But let's say that the tax was 20%. So on $50,000, you know, $10,000, for example.
Yep.
On money you don't have, never had, didn't have, don't necessarily going to have because you didn't sell anything. But if the housing market takes a dive in the next year, and goes down tomorrow, your house is only worth $90,000, they're not going to give you your money back.
But meanwhile, people that did have things, they would be forced to sell and own nothing and be happy because, you know, you had to pay the money on the unrealized interest that you ended up having when you didn't sell the property because you needed to owe that $10,000.
Right, buy stock and crickets.
Yeah, and your property is gone.
You own nothing and
you're
happy.
Yeah, it's just gone.
It's gone.
I mean, what?
And it's gone.
You see a problem and
good.
It's gone. And it's good.
Who cares?
All right.
It's so only money.
We are at the break. We are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. We will be back after the necessary 3-minute break.
All right.
All right, all right, all right.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Seconds and go to 125.
Heck yeah.
Almost.
Got it.
You guys usually only play all your own clips. You want me to play something?
No,
for
you? These are all the music.
I'm glad to play it. Which one do you want? I got three different ones to say.
Start at the top clip and play that Joe Biden rap battle with Donald Trump and start
with
10 seconds.
Usually you guys play your own clips.
No, that's the music. This is different.
Got it. Okay.
AKA Big O, And I'm the host and the... It's your boy Barry, a.k.a. Big O.
Start at 10.
And I'm the host and the judge of today's rap battle between Trump...
Hey, Biden, I know it's on that laptop hiding. You can fool your voters, but half the country, they know you're lying. I'll never go to jail. The DA keep on trying. All the billions you supplying to Ukraine, people dying. You got blood on your hands, what your puppet masters do. They're coming after me. They should be coming after you. But we know the whole swamp is evil, and that's the truth. You can go and ask Julian Assange for the proof. You said black people who don't vote for you are not black. You locked up tons in the 80s for some crack. A crisis at your border. And of course you turned your back. What happened to forgiving college loans? Come on, Jack. You said you don't support gays a decade ago. Career politicians will say anything for your vote. At press conferences you're reading what somebody else wrote. You're controlled by BlackRock and Vanguard like Trudeau. Your wife is not a doctor, but she says she is. Why, Jill? Hey, Joe, who wrote the 94 crime bill? Here's to the most famous president. Three cheers. Your daughter said you showered with her well into her teen years. You said Obama was the first well-groomed black man. You eulogized Robert Byrd. Please give up the act, man. Messing with me? You messed up big time. Oh, I can't forget 10% to the big guy. Good luck, Joe. Good luck beating that creepy Joe, sleepy Joe. Can't wait to see what you got.
Let's go. All right. That was good.
Hey, Trump. My legs and...
That's good. Good down there. So that's when I put those little notes after. It says start here and end there. So just so you kind of know.
So interestingly, there was a back here on the 22nd sex offender arrested for threatening to kill Trump during Arizona visit. Ronald Sivan, 66, was arrested on Thursday by Conchise County Sheriff's Office. The arrest came just before Trump was set to visit the U.S.-Mexico border in Conchise County later that day. He was already wanted on outstanding warrants from the state of Wisconsin for driving under the influence, failure to appear for DUI in Arizona, and hit and run for felony failure to register as a sex offender. So, obviously upstanding citizen, but apparently really doesn't like Trump.
Yeah, it's like,
that's an upstanding citizen. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's like anything. It's you're a racist.
I know.
You keep bringing up the race card. No.
Where did we use the race car?
Yeah, because anything.
We never mentioned anything
like
about
her. Misinformation and you're a racist.
One of my favorites is this one right here. You've got Dinah Bash is arguing that Democrats are trying to speak to men who might not be the testosterone-laden, gun-toting type of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and understands that in 2024, it's okay to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman, but so everyone's like, you're basically saying low-T, guy who is not really much of a guy is the guy you're trying to have Tim Walz go and support.
So here's like, it's like this. So Harris's capital gains tax, I'm sorry, I stand corrected, is not like 20%. It's 44.6% is what she's proposing.
Nice.
And, but of course, that's racist. Because if you're not paying your fair share, you're probably white.
Hey, I just got a question. When we do taxes, is there a box that we check that says you're white?
You're white, so you should pay more.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just not me saying
that. I don't
know.
I don't ask my clients on the phone. What color are you?
I'm going to play this clip here. This is the Democratic National Convention, and this guy's trolling these guys, and they're so dumb they don't even know they're being trolled. But let's play this
for
a second.
You got to have brain cells.
Would you rather have a democracy or access to abortions?
Either or.
Wow.
I feel like that's a very tough question to answer. I feel like that's almost not possible to answer. I feel like I couldn't pick one or the other.
Even if you had to choose?
I had to choose.
Can we get a final answer? I know it's hard.
I guess access to abortions.
It's Brad Summer. The queen of the Brads has arrived. Yes, queen.
Are you as hard as I am right now?
Drugs.
Something special. Can we please?
Okay, so he's talking to Jerry Nadler now. You know, Jabba the Hutt guy up there, congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this and tell me this isn't racism.
This year, it'd be so Brad. Have a higher tax rate for rich white men.
No.
Well, if we have a Democratic Congress, we certainly will.
Yeah, baby. Tax those rich old whiteys. Come on. Are you worried Donald Trump's
going to... Now he's talking to Letitia James. Yeah, white people getting taxed more than everybody else. That's not racism, is it? Oh, no. That's different. People are so stupid.
So based.
I know. Here we go. Let's finish.
Going to weaponize the justice system if he gets some power?
I'm concerned about Project 2025. Yeah. And it's important that individuals understand that Project 2025 basically consolidates power in the hands of one dangerous man.
Yeah.
And so it's really critically important.
You're prosecuting his political enemies.
Exactly.
Guys, I have to say, you are even more beautiful in person.
Oh, I love him. I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Give me your best pickup line.
My best pickup line. I'll pay.
Who are the cuties in the Democratic Party that are speaking?
Ugh, I don't know. Talk to anyone who lives in D.C. It's hard to find a cute Democrat.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Shots fired.
No, that's the tea. Ask anyone who lives in D.C. and who works in Democratic politics. It's hard to find a cute one.
The Republican guys are hotter.
Yeah, but they're evil. So, like,
we kind of love evil. Oh, my God. You are so bad. It's time to call the red carpet the blue carpet because the conservatives have, like, literally no cool famous people. What do you eat after a long day at Congress? Did you get your vasectomy yet?
No. Not
doing it's going to be a wild weekend, baby. Tim Walz has the best shot in Congress. Who has the best back shot?
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. But it just goes to show you. These people are so screwed up. And then, you know, we got this guy in the chat room that is so off base, and all he's doing is throwing stones about stuff he knows nothing about. So, you know, pound sand, you know. Get out of my freaking chat room if you're just going to sit here and try to start trouble, or we'll get you out ourselves, because you're an idiot. And that's as far as it needs to go.
In other news, Jeremy's Razors is now available online at Walmart. No, I did have a big one that I wanted to talk to in regards to the insanity that we're talking about here.
Which part? I mean, it all is insane.
So here's a big one, okay? So we've got homeless issues all over California right now. They're homeless, homeless everywhere, homeless here, homeless there, for our own citizens. But California advances 0% down home loans for illegal aliens.
Up to $25,000, I believe.
Assembly Bill 1840, which is passed the Assembly, will now head to the floor vote in the State Senate, which holds a Democrat majority, will prohibit State California's Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan program for declining applications on the basis of immigration status. The state's program offers up to 20% of a home's purchase price for down payment or closing costs and no payments. The loan can be repaid when the home is refinanced or upon the sale or transfer of the home. California leads the nation with a median home price of $787,000, requiring an average household income of $200,000 to qualify, nearly triple the median household income needed across the state of the United States. The state is also facing a severe housing shortage, currently ranking 49th in the U.S. in housing units per resident. While state residents benefit from first-time homeowner programs, state lawmakers say those who benefit should extend all those who live in the Golden State, even those that reside here illegally. So this is in addition to the $25,000 that they're trying to
do. Okay, so let me get this straight. They create the housing crisis.
Uh-huh.
They put the illegals into the housing.
Uh-huh.
They lose the housing.
Uh-huh.
BlackRock comes in and buys the house.
Uh-huh.
And BlackRock rents it back to this.
Drugs.
Okay, that sounds like a fair shake.
So I want to play a clip here. Yeah, that's what I thought. So we all know who's in the chat room, right?
Well, it's one of two people.
Yes.
Yeah. We all know who it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows who it is. The same idiot that shows up at all the meetings and disturbs everything and thinks he's Mr. Smart and doesn't know crap about Shinola. But that's okay because, you know, that's all he tries to do. It's all about throwing stones. So, you know, just
these dumb
drugs,
false accusations, kind of weak.
Exactly. It's all about trying to smear somebody for something that never happened, never will happen, it's not going to happen. And, you know, that's all they know how to do is call names. They never talk about anything substantive. They never talk about policy. They never talk about, you know, what's going to happen. And it's all about, you're a racist. And the most racist people are them. All right, so let's play a clip.
They can't.
Here. They can't because they're here. So here's what this is like. The left talking to the right. Okay, here we go.
The election is heating up.
Yeah, sure is.
Who are you gonna vote for?
Can you turn that up
a
little?
I hope you die.
That's so loving of you. I assume you're voting for Kamala.
How'd you know?
Just call it a lucky guess. So I'm wondering, why are you voting for Kamala?
Because I hate Trump. He's a fascist. If he ever gets into office, he'll take away our rights, lock up his political rivals, and he'll never leave office.
Did you know he was in office and he didn't do any of those things?
That has nothing to do with anything in this situation.
Of course not. But I understand, based on what you've been told to believe about Trump, that you don't want to vote for him. But I'm also wondering, what makes you want to vote for Kamala?
I don't know. There's just so many reasons. Like, for all the reasons.
Drugs. Well, you don't have to name all the reasons, but I'd love to know just about one of them.
Well, like, she'll bring change.
Huh. Could you be just a little more specific?
She'll change everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if she gets into office, she'll change everything. Gosh darn it, it would be amazing.
She's already in office.
No, she's not. Well, you can expect big things coming from her. But like, what's Trump gonna do if he gets into office? Aside from take away our rights to nose piercings and blue hair.
Yeah, I don't think he'd do that. But one of his policies that he would implement is securing the border.
I hate that! Immigrants helped make America what it is, and Trump just wants to close the border? Immigrants should have a legal process to get into America.
Yeah, that's actually what Trump would provide, the opportunity to follow a legal process to get into this country. Right now, the borders are just as a border wide open so anyone, including murderers, terrorists, and human traffickers, can just walk right in.
I don't think that's what Trump means by the words he says. He just wants to build a wall to keep everybody out and then, like a lunatic, require people to show an ID to vote. Fascist!
Oh, on a different note, I just saw the Democrats at the DNC have built a wall around the convention and require an ID in order to get in.
Well, that's just good security.
Yeah, I agree. And are there, like, other specific policies that Kamala has that make you want to vote for her?
Yeah, I just thought of a very specific one.
Ah, I'd love to hear it.
And this is a big one of hers. She wants to unburden what has been by what can be.
Did you know that's actually a communist saying taken right out of Marxist writings?
She's not a communist, idiot. She's a Democrat.
Can you name just one thing that Kamala wants to do that's not a communist policy?
Unlike Trump, who's all about giving people equal opportunity, gross, Kamala knows that we don't all start in the same place, so she's all about giving people equity, which means we all end up in the same place.
That's very pure communism.
You couldn't be more mistaken. You Trump supporters are so uneducated. But here's another one. She wants to give free driver's license, free healthcare, and free college to illegal immigrants. I like that.
Trump definitely wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like, he'd probably only want to give those things for free to American citizens.
No, he wouldn't.
Ew, that's even worse. Like, why not?
Because that would be communism, too.
No, I don't think it is. You just don't understand Kamala, who is black. She just wants people to be joyful. That's why strength through joy is her campaign theme.
Well, at least that's not communism.
Thank you.
It's actually Nazism. Yeah, Strength Through Joy was actually an organization set up by the Nazis in order to trick people into supporting them and their horrible cause.
I mean, I think it actually sounds pretty good. Like, is there a better place to get strength than through joy?
Ability?
You're just an ableist.
Sure. What do you think Kamala will do about inflation?
Fix it.
Huh. How?
By unburdening it by what can be. What would Trump do to fix it? Reduce it by implementing business strategies that he's very well versed in, including the principal driver of inflation, which is government spending. Well, what would Trump do about the Ukraine war? Ended on day one. What would Kamala do about it, do you think? Well, she would support it so it can continue by funding Ukraine through even more government spending. Two birds, one stone right there. Exactly. Both those birds are America. I don't understand analogies. Your mind works like a three-legged chair. Thank you. I want to learn what you think about Tim Walz. Love the guy. I mean, tampons in boys' restrooms, and he served his country in the military. What do you think about J.D. Vance? Weird, right? Well, I like that he served our country, too, but didn't abandon his military unit before being deployed. Iraq probably just didn't feel like a safe space to him, so I think him taking the coward's way out was very brave. Well, I see it differently. And, you know, we need Kamala, because if Trump gets elected, we're going to have a civil war, because literally zero people like him.
I think if it gets stolen from him, we're going to have a civil war.
Yeah, it sounds like we'll probably have a civil war no matter what. Hey, that's one thing we agree on. I think the civil war would be a long, hard-fought battle. Yeah, my side is very pro-gun, and your side is very anti-gun. I wonder who's going to win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yep.
Have some more drugs. The government opium is what these guys are doing, and that's the problem. They just, it's whatever they're told to say, think, or whatever.
Well, and meanwhile, in a new report out from CNN Health, this is as of today's date, the fertility rate in the United States has been trending down for decades.
No.
And a new report shows that the drop in births in 2023 brought the rate down to the lowest it's been in more than a century. Great. So,
just in time for the new jab. Did you see that? They got a new jab that you need to get.
The monkey pox. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah. There was about 3.6 million babies born in 2023, or 54.4 live births for every 1,000 females ages 15 to 44, according to provisional data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So that's pretty interesting. So from the ages, which that's pretty freaking low, but 15 to 44, basically any time that you generally would be able to give birth, 54.4 to every 1,000.
Hmm.
Huh, that's not a problem.
No.
No, that's okay because we have all the millions coming across the border.
Bingo. There you go.
What's the problem?
That great replacement theory.
Yeah.
That's just thing. All theory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just all theory. Even though
it is, even though they're really here.
Even though they've admitted that it's true, and we could pull those clips up, but I didn't do it for this particular segment because there's too much ammunition, and it's hard to figure out which ammunition you want to throw at these people. So, I do want to talk, excuse me, a little bit about the Board of Supervisors and Election Commission. I think that should be mentioned. If anybody wants to call in, we will have an open line here so that anybody can call in and kind of give us the scoop on any of these things that they want to bring up.
Yeah, and while we're on that subject, because, you know, we're pretty close to elections, and we got a lot of offices that people are running for, whether right. It's school board or whatever. If you want to get a hold of me, and get scheduled to come on the show so you can have a platform to get your message out, we're more than happy to do that. You can give me a call at 530-221-0101 on that. So, and we welcome everybody.
There you go. All right. I guess we got about 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Another thing I wanted to bring up was this revised job report.
Oh, what do you mean, the 818,000 jobs that didn't really happen?
Yeah, that they just kind of lied about, which just seems to be that's another thing that they do the best, like we talked about before, is they lie about everything. They don't just lie about some things.
Yeah, and then they go, well, no, that wasn't.
They lie about everything.
But it was off their own website that they had to go back and correct because they lied.
This is the worst jobs report since Joe Biden and the other guy were in office. You know, it's weird how that works. The same people were in office, both times when they had these job reports that
this
were just
weird.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you know what's really funny is they did an interview. I think she was the Secretary of Commerce or something, and they talked to her about the jobs report, and she was like, and the interviewer, the news, I think it was CNN or somebody, but said that you know they're trying to blame it on Trump. Ah, this is misinformation from the Trump campaign.
Except it was off their website.
Except no, it comes off the BLM, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, not the BLM, but the.
Well, that's
BLM.
What I mean. It was off
Labor
the website.
The BLS,
yeah.
The BS from the BS from the BLS. Say that five times fast, then you'll get the secret void. So, but she didn't. She goes, I don't know who the BLS is. I don't know who's the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You're the head of commerce and. You don't know who the Bureau of Labor Statistics are? It's kind of like the guy that we keep playing over and over about the banking.
Yep.
Well, we lend money and
we print
sell
it.
Bonds.
We definitely print money.
We definitely print it. See, these guys, they're dumb. They really are. They're the worst kind of people are people that think they're smart that are dumb. That's the problem. They're uneducated, dumb people. And that's what they do. They talk, all they do is throw stones, all they do is call names. They don't understand anything about anything because they don't do their homework and they're fed talking points from their puppet masters, if you will. And all it is about trying to discredit the opposition, whether it's true or not.
It reminds me of Mean Girls. Okay, so you've got the girl boss that's the one in charge of everybody and the stupid lackeys that are all around her. And then if the stupid lackeys say anything that the girl boss doesn't like, all of a sudden she's ostracized and put out from the group. That's exactly what happens here. Try just mind meld for you real quick. Try going to any of your liberal friends as a liberal and just saying that you think about voting for Trump. Just say it and see how quickly all your friends start calling you names that are racist
but I got to stop you. I don't know if I have any friends that are liberal.
I have a few.
I have a few.
I might.
Yeah. So everything we've been talking about is racist and dehumanizing. Like the jobs report that was revised down almost a million. Yeah, that's racist and taxing white people more is not.
No.
That's because in bizarro world, it's anything you want it to be, especially when your mind is so screwed up that you have no reference points that are actually facted, you know, actually in factual reality.
It's all good as long as I have my drugs.
There you go.
I run out that we got a problem.
A massive revision of the jobs data on the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that the U.S. economy created 818,000 fewer jobs than was originally reported, reported over a 12-month period from through March of 2024. Zero Hedge, a financial media outlet, predicted the revision because the BLS intentionally, that kind of means like you meant to lie.
You knew you were lying?
Yeah, I knew you were lying, and you propagated the lie because it was being used as a political tool or a weapon. Kind of like, you know, anyway, let's see. Intentionally used inaccurate, rushed the data from the establishment survey, which was meant to pad sentiment and make the economy appear far more stronger than for its propaganda purposes. Oh, by the way, that's the other thing these idiots are really good at, is propaganda. They're good at telling you not the truth.
It's been controlled since the 1930s, and everybody knows it. We have almost a century of people lying to us, and everybody going, oh, here's this, and like what we were talking about last week. I mean, going all the way back to the 1700s, there was fake news reports.
There's always been fake news, but there should be two sides of the story. These guys censor anybody that they don't like or disagree with. That's the problem. And that's what's been going on for quite some time.
Well, they've taken over so many of the media outlets that it's unreal.
Oh, but it's starting to backfire. That's why you're seeing Joe Rogan and you're seeing Dan Mongeo.
Right, yeah, but for a long time, people never questioned
it. Until the internet. There was no way to combat it, you know. There was no way to fight back. So,
and that's the point. They had completely taken over all of the news, all the papers, all the print, everything that you could possibly do, and now it's the same thing.
Hmm? What?
Drugs.
So anyway, so this is all for propaganda purposes. The media outlet also noted, this is Zero Hedge again, it's true.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Donald Trump is unhappy with the DNC's focus on Project 2025. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
In her acceptance speech, Kamala Harris joined other convention speakers in denouncing the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 document.
And its sum total is to pull our country back to the past.
Even though it was written by former Trump staffers and allies, the former president said it was disgraceful for Democrats to link him to Project 2025. He told Fox and Friends he has nothing to do with it. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked a new rule from the Federal Trade Commission that would have made it easier for employees to quit a job and work for a competitor.
In a ruling, U.S. District Judge Ada Brown granted a motion for summary judgment filed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other plaintiffs. She also rejected the FTC's own petition for a judgment in its favor. Brown concluded that the FTC, quote, exceeded its statutory authority in making the rule, which was set to go into effect early next month.
Correspondent Jeremy House. NASA has decided it's too risky to bring two astronauts back to Earth in Boeing's troubled new capsule. They'll have to wait until February for a ride home on SpaceX. What should have been a week-long test flight for the pair will now last more than 8 months. Their trip to the International Space Station in June was marred by a cascade of thruster failures and helium leaks. The astronauts ended up in a holding pattern as an engineer tried to figure out what to do. The Federal Reserve is poised to cut its benchmark interest rate next month from a 23-year high with consequences for most all of us. Right now, experts expect quarter cut points in September, November, and December of this year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold through your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free, zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
Local authorities in Brazil say wildfires in the country's southern Sao Paulo state have killed at least two people. At least 36 cities are also on high alert. The state's governor says local and federal authorities are stepping up efforts to control the blazes. They've raged in the region outside the city of Sao Paulo, one of Latin America's most populous. The state governor told journalists that at least 7,300 government workers and volunteers have been deployed. French acting Interior Minister Gérard Damanin says that police have apprehended a suspect who is responsible for an arson attack on a synagogue in a southwestern Mediterranean town. Anti-terrorism prosecutors opened an investigation into the attack on charges of attempted terrorist assassination. Two cars parked at the Beth Yaakov synagogue complex in the seaside resort town of La Grande Motte were set ablaze on Saturday morning. News and analysis at townhall.com. More restrictions for women and girls in Afghanistan.
The Taliban say it's mandatory for Afghan women to conceal their voices and bare faces in public. That's according to newly published laws covering aspects of everyday life from the Ministry of Vice and Virtue. The Taliban's supreme leader approved the laws. They're set out on a 114-page document seen by the Associated Press and marked the first formal declaration of vice and virtue laws in Afghanistan since the Taliban returned to power in August 2021. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 25th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Tom Skerritt. He's 91 years old. Film director Tim Burton has 66 candles on his birthday cake. Rock musician Gene Simmons of Kiss, 75 years old today. TV chef Rachel Ray is 56. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Comrade Kamala, owned by Obama. Say I'm like Hitler, well, you're like Osama. When we debate, you'll be choking like Willie Brown's. Never mind, I'm just joking. Talk about equality for all. We know it's just a game. Lock the black folks who weed while you smoke it. What a shame. You can't decide if you are Indian or black. Virtue signal never votes. It's just a fact. Pretend to be one, then the other. It's a game. Your true colors showing, then they're never the same. In a fair with a married man, daddy's a Marxist. If you get elected, you'll crash the market. You're really doing great things. I bet Satan's loving it. I think that you're on the same thing that Hunter is. Spent your career at a desk, mostly under it, trying to steal my policies. That just ain't cutting it.
There you go. I don't think that would have mattered, but I will run with it.
So in other news, according to the Washington Examiner, children with liberal parents are more likely to suffer mental health problems.
Yeah, we've
study.
Experienced that recently in large amounts.
Conservative and very conservative parents are most likely to adopt parenting practices associated with adolescent mental health. Study author Jonathan Rawell and a principal economist in the Gallup and non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institution wrote, liberal parents score the lowest, even worse, than very liberal parents, largely because they are least likely to successfully discipline their children. Conservative parents have several key distinctions in their relationships with their children that inform mental health outcomes, Rothwell explained, including being able to effectively discipline their children and also displaying affection according to their needs.
If you don't have discipline on a child, you're going to end up with a monster. I've seen it over and over again.
Let's
go to Lori.
I didn't see that we had Lori.
I get to look at the light, even though I feel like I'm on display with
that. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Look at the light.
Go to the light, Lori. Wait a minute. Stay away from the light, Lori.
That light at the end of the tunnel, it's not a train. It's not a light. It's a train.
Yeah, let's hope it's not a train.
It's a rack.
Whose head hurts? This is ridiculous.
What you got?
I want to give you a little update on some of this back-to-school stuff and the whole vaccine stuff. August, what's left of it. We've got, five, six more days, whatever.
Yeah.
It's called Immunity Awareness Month. Okay. Immunity Awareness. Seen whatever. So the back to school panic, once again, and the parents have to figure out, oh, my gosh, do I comply, go along so my kid can stay in public school system or what? So there's these two doctors that are pediatricians, 34-minute video, and they're just saying you can call it a vaccine injury or you can call it a vaccine side effect. It doesn't matter. It's the same dang problem. You still have chronically ill kids. They're unsafe. You're sacrificing your children every time you give them one of these, up to 72 shots before they're 18? Mm-hmm.
Isn't this is racist and misinformation, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Then you should just probably hang up on people like me that bring this up. So, seriously, the trials are not science. There's no placebo, no long-term safety studies ever, ever, ever. So until people kind of wake up and understand that, we still have people locally or health officers, public health officers, whatever, they'll say, okay, we're not going to mandate it. You can't mandate it. Duh, we figured this out a long, long time ago. You can't. So when you still say, well, it's your choice, or if you're in this category of older or younger or immune compromised, are you kidding? There is no way to verify this is any way safe. And then these kids want to get their sports physicals, right? They have to go and go make sure, okay, well, if your kid's already taken one, two, or three of these shots, how do you know they're not going to have a spike lipid mRNA? Their muscle fibers are ruined. They're going to clot out and drop dead. Is that part of signing off on a sport physical? Give me a break.
these medical people. I am fed up with those that are silent, cowards, and chicken. You have got to start saying there is a huge problem, and this is why we're hiring or rehiring these fired teachers, because they wouldn't take this crap. So there's your homeschool option, hate to say, but that's the truth. You can't just keep sitting in public thinking this is going to get rectified, resolved, and all the rest. So that's my rant on the medical system. Still cowards, chickens, this whole thing. Vax 3 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's going to be in Chico Wednesday, September 18th at 7 p.m. at some theater. I've been there before a long, long time ago. It's 105-minute long. Vax 3, it's all about the damage, the harm, and everything else. And in closing, I want to say, even though Fauci's got some kind of illness that he thinks he got from a, I don't know what.
I forgot. I heard he had something. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Well, and so I have a friend that sent me this thing that there's a thing called a control group card that you can carry in your wallet. This is Australia and New Zealand, but I think we need to bring it here in the America. Is if ever you are in an unfortunate situation where you're in a car accident or whatever happened and you've got it on your wallet, do not jab me, poke me, vaccinate me, shoot me, whatever you got in that needle, get it the hell away from me. And it's a card that you can carry. And then there's another card that you're in the control group, meaning you're a part of the people that never took any of this. And we need to preserve these individuals, because once they're gone, it's over, folks. It's over. So it's called I'll get it to you guys later, but I came across this the other day. So, yeah, and how do we know we don't have a virus within a virus within a virus, and then it's a vaccine? Every shot that they try to tell us, how do we know that they bury the ingredients and the adjuvants? This is ridiculous. And the American Society of Plastic Surgeons are condemning transgender surgeries for kids. They finally realize you just can't flip the switch on and off and on and off and on and off while a kid's on the table. You can't. You can only chop up a body so many times. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Yeah, and in regards to the other one for the card and some of the things like that, I don't know that that would actually end up working. I know, like, if you have somebody that got tattooed on their chest and do not resuscitate, they'll still end up resuscitate and things like that. So I don't know that it actually would do anything.
We did a video last week on Rumble. It's under Sovereign Minds over there. And that's it's on Mountaintop Media as well. It's called, it's number 116, Scamdemic Part 2. And it's got some pretty good information in there from attorneys that have been fighting this thing. And I guess the Chevron doctrine that was overturned not too long ago might actually help the cause of, going after these people for trying to implement these shots. So it might be worth taking a look at if you haven't looked at it.
I feel bad for these families, and especially you got family members that have basically divorced each other, not this is marital, but I mean family members, friends, that people that continue to believe this crap, and you're like, I can't hang around with you, I can't talk with you, I can't reason with you. Your brain, your frontal lobe is shut down. And so Election Commission meeting canceled tomorrow at 2 p.m. The next meeting apparently will be back on September 9th, Monday, 2 p.m.
Well, what's
know
that
exactly
about?
Why
I'm sorry, the vaccines is, what about all the damage that's already done to the people that, for whatever reason, that they got the vaccines, and the children? You know, they're already damaged.
Exactly. So you've got a damaged minor. I mean, maybe go ahead and try to spend all your money on organic food. Don't microwave your food. Don't drink out of a plastic bottle the BPAs and the forever chemicals. Try not to breathe the crap that they're spraying, which is part of the whole thing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember years ago, the Orthodox Jews? They couldn't figure out why there's a huge, huge spike in measles. Duh, look up. Watch what they spray. They don't spray exactly the same thing everywhere. And it drifts and it migrates. Just saying, I do a massive amount of research. I can't cram it in a call, so I'll let the other people call in and follow up. And I just appreciate that this is absolutely complete insanity. And I tell you what, I empathize with these parents that are just done with the public school. All it is money for their seat in a chair.
Well, you know, Peter,
Peter
McCullough's got some kind of protocol to help get that out of your system. And anybody who has a problem with, being injured or,
Yeah, there is a protocol.
There's
some
protocol.
There is some that will help. But, again, we don't know
what
all the damage.
What vaccine did the kid get? I know if they're taking all these other vaccines.
Yeah.
a multitude of them, and then they insert this COVID one. I'm all for detox to soften it out, you know, smooth it out a little bit, but how do you cure this?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Me either.
Well, the doctors need to get back to their oath. Do no harm.
Thank you. Linda, I'm so glad you're back. We missed you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem, is that doctors stay in this box, and if they want, you know, they have to do what the government tells them. Otherwise, you know, which is a bunch of BS.
I am so fed up with these doctors that still say, well, if you want to take it. Are you kidding? You are supposed to educate us on the dangers and the side effects and the harm.
No.
Looking away for their money.
Now,
intentions and all the rest. They don't
have any intention to helping people. That's not their intentions at all.
Leave the practice. Pretend you're just... No. Stop it.
Thanks for the call, Lori.
All right, you guys. Later.
I could go on a lot about the health system, let me tell you. Because there's a lot of evidence that proves that they're not there to help you. They have an agenda. And it's working quite well.
I think, obviously you've had some trauma lately, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm pretty sure not all of them are nefarious intents. It's just that the system is set up to be screwed up at this point.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's broken, and it's broken in many aspects. Just like all the systems, most all of our systems are broken.
Well, that's what happens when communism starts taking over and the government gets control of every aspect of your life. You know,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's what these guys don't get. They're advocating their own destruction. You know, it's kind of like. Having a split personality, you know, like if your mom was white and your dad was black, it's like you're not sure who you are, I guess, or something. Maybe it's like one side hates the other. It's just you can't have it. That's the problem. And that's what we're seeing in our government. We got half of the government going, we want to be free. And you got the other half saying we want to control everything, or at least the people anyway.
Well, yeah.
That's
there's a big problem.
I hate myself.
And that's what the libtards and them don't understand, that it's going to affect them. At some point, it's going to come across their path.
I don't even know
path.
If they care. It's the stupid stupid smart thing again. All right, so let's play the town hall. Here we go. Oh, they can't open that media file all of a sudden. Let me try again here.
Good day, and welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. Reading City Council has taken steps to reopen the former Big League Dream Sports Park, authorizing City Manager Barry Tippin to spend up to $200,000 on operations and minor repairs. While Councilman Joshua Johnson hopes for a September 15th reopening, officials caution against setting a specific date due to potential challenges. The short-term plan focuses on reopening the field house and ball fields for leagues and tournaments without concessions, but allowing food trucks. Local roller hockey and roller derby leagues expressed gratitude for the city's efforts. The city opted to manage the reopening instead of partnering with the Shasta Regional Soccer Association, citing quicker implementation. This six-month plan aims to minimize disruption to user groups while the city develops a long-term strategy to maintain the park as a community asset. While local communities work to improve recreational facilities, a national crisis unfolds at the southern border. A recent Department of Homeland Security Inspector General report reveals alarming findings regarding unaccompanied children entering the U.S. illegally. Over 291,000 such children who arrived during the Biden administration are now unaccounted for. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, expresses concern for their safety, citing heightened risks of trafficking and exploitation. Despite releasing 367,705 unaccompanied minors to the Department of Health and Human Services from 2021 to 2023, ICE has failed to track their whereabouts or monitor their immigration status as required by law. The report raises serious concerns about these children's well-being. Meanwhile, the Biden administration, including Vice President Kamala Harris, who was previously tasked with addressing border issues, appears to be prioritizing political activities over addressing this crisis at the southern border. Back in Reading, local law enforcement continues its efforts to combat drug-related crimes. On Saturday the 17th, the Reading Police Department made another arrest for drug possession with intent to sell. At 4:30 a.m., an officer stopped a vehicle near Lake Boulevard and I-5 for multiple violations. The driver, 68-year-old Gregory Von Drum Gould Sr., of Reading, consented to a vehicle search. Officers discovered approximately 1 pound of fentanyl and arrested Drumgul, booking him into Shasta County Jail for possession and transportation of narcotics for sale. Later that day, police executed a search warrant on Drumgul's hotel in North Reading. The search uncovered additional
evidence of drug trafficking, including packaging materials, a digital scale, cash, and a small quantity of methamphetamine. This incident highlights the ongoing efforts of local law enforcement to combat drug-related crimes in the Redding area. In national political news, a surprising development occurred in the presidential race. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspended his independent presidential campaign on August 23, 2024, citing media censorship and a lack of a viable path to victory. He withdrew from battleground state ballots to avoid being a spoiler candidate. Kennedy revealed he had met with Trump multiple times and found alignment on key issues like ending forever wars and securing the border. He criticized Democrats for backing lawsuits to remove him from ballots and for nominating Kamala Harris without a primary. Kennedy emphasized the importance of addressing America's chronic disease crisis, which he claimed was worse than in other nations. He expressed hope that supporting Trump would lead to reforming healthcare and food production. RFK Jr. broke down in tears at the end of his speech and said, quote, "I'm endorsing Donald Trump to save the American children." Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X.
You know, it's really true. RFK could have changed the tide of everything here. And it's what he's saying is true. Here's the guy on the inside. They won't give him Secret Service protection.
They have it, yeah.
With the history of his family. They wouldn't let him on the ballot. They wouldn't let him in the debates. They censored him. This is all by what he's seen himself. And, of course, everybody's a racist, right? You know, that report was racist. Everything's racist because they don't want to deal with any of the issues. They don't want to deal with the actual facts of what they're doing. They are the baddies. They are the criminals. I'm not saying the Republican Party's the answer. I'm not even saying they're not a bunch of criminals and they're a good guy, or not all good guys. What I'm saying is you can count on the Democrats continuing what they've been doing. And what they've been doing is destroying this country. Okay, and that's what these people that are advocating and this dehumanizing and this racial thing is all about, trying to throw stones to discredit anything you have to say about their policies and their platforms. They're trying to run away from their own policies and platforms and try to say that it's not theirs. How screwed up is that?
Well, and meanwhile, most of the things that we're seeing are just lies after lies and followed by damn lies. So here's another one. The Nebraska Chamber of Commerce had to write a letter to Tim Walz's congressional campaign to remove an award he never received from them, going on to clarify that the chamber had endorsed his opponent. Wow. That's nice.
Well, they didn't vet him at all, right?
So here is the actual letter. It's come to my attention as part of your campaign for U.S. Congress. You have posted about your biography on the website. It claims you received an award from the National Chamber of Commerce for your service and business community. I have been the president of the National Chamber of Commerce since 2000 and professional staff person at the National Chamber of Commerce for over 20 years. We researched this matter and confirm you have not been the recipient of an award from the National Nebraska Chamber of Commerce. I am not going to draw a conclusion about your intentions by including this line on your biography. However, we respectfully request that you remove any reference to your organization as it could be considered an endorsement of your candidacy. It should be pointed out, however, that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has endorsed your opponent, Congressman Gil Giltnot, for his support of small business issues. Interesting.
Here, I want to play.
Yeah, but he's not the first time he's been caught in a lie on stuff.
Oh, on everything. I want to play a little more of this clip that we saw about with this guy trolling everybody at the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes to something that we've been talking about, too, and this last person that's on here. Let's get to it here. Hold on.
One final game.
Yep.
Yes, queen or no queen. Okay.
I'll give you a yes or no. How about that?
Okay.
Amazing.
Can you do yes, queen or no queen? Or?
I can't do that. Can't
oh, really?
That.
Free abortion.
Yes, queen.
Free gender-affirming care for migrants.
Yes, queen.
Child tax credits for dogs.
Yes, queen.
Ban standardized testing.
Yes, queen.
Oh, yeah. Like, my ADD is so crazy. Get rid of those things, please.
Yes, okay. Queen. Yeah.
Amazing. Different tax rate for white men.
Yes, queen.
Amen. Says they love you. Love her.
So that's not racism, is it? Different tax rate for whites. And so when they go different tax rates for white people, that's somehow not racist. And dehumanizing white people, like, just kind of ignoring this whole attempted assassination thing on Trump and acting like it never happened and acting like he deserved it. That's not dehumanizing, is it?
Wasn't most of these people paid to be there?
I don't know. I think they bundled a bunch of them in.
I believe so. I believe there was a lot of them that they were paid to be brought into the DNC.
So my point is this. No one wants to hear their stupid crap anymore. No one cares what they have to say anymore. What they have to say, they've lied so much, they've thrown the race card so much, they've thrown everything so much that it's like the boy that cried wolf. Nobody wants to hear you anymore. Nobody cares about what you have to say anymore.
If all you do is spew lies, I don't want to listen to you anyway.
You are the racist. You are the guys that are dehumanizing people. You guys are the criminals.
Ben Shapiro coined the term facts don't care about your feelings.
Right.
To which they have time and time again responded, our feelings don't care about your facts.
That's true.
Well, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. They just haven't suffered enough of the consequences of ignoring reality yet, but it's coming.
Here's another fun one just to prove the point. Harris tells football team they're undefeated even if they lose. And by doing that, all that requires is all the hard work, the practice, working as a team, knowing you'll be undefeated even if you don't win every game.
Well, it's like Shapiro asking that gal, what's your sex? Well, it doesn't matter. It's the fluid. How old are you? 20. How come you're not 66? Because... See, there's a disconnect.
There always has been. But this is the problem where you start picking away at the fabric of reality to the point to where you don't...
even know what reality is anymore.
No.
Little dream world of their own little makeup. It's kind of like being in the metaverse. You know, they don't understand what reality is. But at some point in time, if you don't eat, you're going to starve to death. At some point in time, if the economy goes under, you're not going to be able to get food at the store either. At some point in time, when they haul everybody off to concentration camps, you're going to go along with the ride, too.
Communism isn't racist.
One way or another, it really does look like we are moving more and more towards a civil war. And you look at some of these things, they don't even believe the crap they're spewing either. See, so they get everybody to think, oh, it's great about no food hikes.
Here's an example. You guys are against drag queens. No, we're against drag queen story hour at the kindergarten. Why don't they ever have drag queen story hour at the old folks home?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're grooming the kids. It's not about, it's about them forcing their ideological slanted frickin' bent crap on kids because they're easily impressed. They're predators. That's exactly right.
They are predators.
All right. So let's move on. I've got another clip here from Bobby Brown. I thought this one was very good and it talks,
3 minutes.
Buddy Brown. It'll be close.
Okay. All right,
here we go.
Top of the morning, y'all. I couldn't decide if I wanted to watch the Democratic National Convention last night or slam my head in a sliding glass door. But
choices. I was
helping my son do his homework, and one of the questions on there is, what are the three branches of the government? Y'all remember this from back in school? Is judicial, legislative, and executive. And I had to correct his homework. I was like, son, that's not right. It is 2024. Let's get with the times, okay? It is corporations, pedophiles, and the media. You know, that's going to be on the test at the end of this video, so I will make sure y'all jot that down. RFK's running mate, whose name is Nicole Shanahan, if y'all been watching it all, has humiliated the Democrats on the national spotlight yesterday when she said RFK and herself are considering joining the Trump campaign. Wait, that can't be real, though, right? Let's watch the video.
There's two options that we're looking at, and one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Walt's presidency because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump, or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump and you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision.
There you heard it, y'all. That's pretty freaking awesome to hear. I don't know why I didn't expect to hear something like that. But I'm going to say this right here. I really like RFK. Matter of fact, I'm a lot like y'all. You probably like to sit down and have a beer with the guy, even though he's from New England, I'm from Mississippi. I feel like we would get along. I feel like there's a lot of common ground there. However, I still don't fully trust him because he just seems like a mercenary at times. You know what I'm saying? Playing both sides, seeing who's got more interest in this or that. And his last name is Kennedy. By the way, I know that JFK was a Democrat when he ran back in the 1960s, okay? That's well documented. That's well known. However, if you're taking today's standards, that man, JFK, would be more conservative than Mike Huckabee after a week on Carnival Cruise Lines. And you know it. But I think RFK is a good guy, and if he got a cabinet post, it would be a signal to the moderates that, hey, we all just need to cool down and everything's okay. But RFK has a special hatred for Biden and Harris. Don't let him fool you. I'm just saying. He has a special hatred. The Kennedy family is the most assassinated family in American political history, and the Biden administration refuses to give him Secret Service. There's been death threats out on this man's life, and they won't even acknowledge his candidacy because he's going to steal votes directly from Harris. So his running mate yesterday on this podcast saying that Biden and Harris are trying to directly sabotage their campaign. Look, there's bad blood, y'all. And there should be. Harris is an outright demon who can't lead a Girl Scout troop down an assembly line of cookies, and she wants to lead America. The media ain't gonna say it, y'all, but this is very, very humiliating to the Democrats. If RFK jumps on stage and he's shaking hands with Trump on the national spotlight saying, I'm gonna join in with him, it does one major thing. It makes the rest of sane America look at the right and look at the middle and say, that's probably where we need to be. It's going to make them look exactly where they belong, on the far, far left, extremist, crazy, nuthouse, mentally ill Democrats that they are. Sitting there in their convention last night building a freaking wall all around the convention while you sit up in your castle and talk about defunding the police. You know what I think? I think Trump has already told him personally that he's got a cabinet position. I think so. Probably working in the environmental agency somewhere, which is stuff that he's passionate about anyway. And look, conservatives don't want a messed up environment. Are you kidding me? My boys and I take my boys every single year out west to the mountains to go hike. We want a pristine environment. We hunt. We fish. I got a biologist that sits there in this lake and shocks it and makes sure everything is perfect. We're obsessed with having a pristine and pure environment and making it operate the way the environment should. It's just we don't want to participate in your fairy tales. If you're talking about fairy tales, then we're out. If you're talking about the fiction of if everybody in America just drives EVs, then we're going to somehow cool down the entire, you know, world or something like that. Or if you're talking about the fact that beachfront property is going to be underwater soon, we're out. We don't participate in fiction. And by the way, neither do the Obamas, because they put their mansion right on the freaking water. So as long as you don't push your fiction on us, we're good. If an RFK endorsement actually happens, I want to say this. It pisses off all the right people. And that's the best part, y'all. This is going to be more fun than calling a feminist on her landline and asking if you could speak to the man of the house. Awesome. Come on in, RFK. The water is fine.
I thought that was pretty good. I agree with most everything he said there about I want pristine environment, too. I just don't want to hand over all the government the power to do whatever they want, because every answer and all these things that they talk about always seems to be giving them government more power over your money, over your life, over your health. That's their answer to everything.
Everything is government.
And it doesn't improve anything either.
It actually destroys everything.
And with that, I guess we do need to take a break, and we will see you on the other side.
CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Get ready to rock your boots off with Montgomery Gentry, featuring Eddie Montgomery in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, September 6th. Saddle up and experience an unforgettable night as Eddie performs your favorite duet hit, as well as his solo debut, Ain't No Closing Me Down. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
CCR. I didn't even care if we stopped. It was haven't heard that song for quite a while. Good stuff, Maynard. All right. What else we got here?
Well, I want to make an announcement.
Okay.
I want to talk about the spaghetti dinner that we're going to be putting on September 28th. We will be doing at the VFW Hall in Anderson at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson, and it is a spaghetti dinner. Includes spaghetti and meatball salad, bread, and dessert. Adults $15, veterans $13, kids 12 and under 10. If you can't make the dinner and you just want to give us a donation, we will take that too. This is for the committee, which is called Northern California Veteran Support Committee, for the home that we supply things to the residents out there that they don't normally get dance floors. We recover their pool tables. We've done a lot of things like that. Give them ice cream socials, all the things that they need that they don't get otherwise because the state doesn't supply it. So if you want to give me a call at 530-221-0101 to get your tickets. And again, this is a drive-through or a sit-down. But we would love to have you guys help support us. So, again, that is on Saturday, September 28th. And I have to give a big shout-out to Mr. Wilkinson and Frank. They have been at it in front of the Sportsman's Warehouse, and they will be out there next Friday and Saturday if you want to go there to get tickets. But they, those two are a hell of a team out there, and I appreciate you.
Very good. Very good.
So I had a couple. So one of them that I was mentioning a little bit earlier is they don't even believe the crap that they're saying. So obviously, like Joe Biden, he knew the whole situation about being able to wipe out everybody's debt and student loans. That was unconstitutional. They still ended up trying to do it anyway, even though he knew it was probably going to end up getting overturned. But then the other thing is, so now we have a new one as of today's date, and this is from the Post-Millennial. Democrat lawmakers privately tell grocery industry allies Kamala's price controls will never pass Congress. So in an attempt to allay the fears of potential supporters in the grocery industry to see the economic disaster in Vice President Kamala Harris' food price control plan, surrogates are suggesting that it's a moot point and will never be approved by Congress. After Harris released her plans for price controls across economic sectors, communism trended on X. The fiscal policy has also referred to by the president and Republican presidential nominees Donald Trump as communist. However, Republicans are not the only ones who see scarcity on the shelves as Harris plans. And it's every single time we've ever seen it, it's resulted in famine. Mm-hmm. It's resulted in shortages. It's resulted in bread lines. And you got your Bernie bros there, the bread lines are good because that means that people are getting the bread. No, we have stores full of bread. You go in, bread's cheap. They're on the shelf. You can get it. You don't need to stand in line all day like they're doing in Venezuela. And that was the point. You go back and you look. Recently, Venezuela ended up banning their guns. Then they ended up starting to go to socialism. Now they're a crap hole and you can't get food anywhere.
What it goes to is total government control over everybody's lives in the hands of a dictator, usually. That's what usually ends up. A strong man rises to the top and becomes dictator. Gee, haven't seen that before. I'm going to play this real quick, and then we'll go to our caller. If we're ready to go in there. Okay, here we go. This is a little short ditty from Kamala here.
I was so tired of gas and I was so tired of gas and groceries being so cheap, I wanted to pay more for my food. That's when I discovered Dipshizzy. After electing Dipshizzy, my food and energy prices skyrocketed, and I couldn't be happier. With Dipshizzy, I finally get to experience the joys of communism right here at home. But that's not all. Along with significantly higher food and energy prices, Dipshizzy helps me contribute more to foreign wars. I was so tired of all the peace and prosperity we had under that mean orange guy. Now, I can sleep easy knowing my hard-earned money is paying for bombs on the other side of the world.
Side effects may include extreme inflation, reduced purchasing power, and an overwhelming sense of wanting to hang tampon dispensers above urinals. Consult your dad before starting Dipshizzy. Do not take Dipshizzy if you are not an idiot.
Thanks to Dipshizzy, my dreams of a more expensive and complicated life have finally come true. Thanks to Dipshizzy, I can't afford and that means everything. Now's the time to ask your dad about Dipshizzy and learn how communism works.
We will, because we're going to put in the hard work over the next 77 days.
Yeah.
You gotta love your wine moms.
Yeah, they should have a little disclaimer at the, will cause brown discharge and headaches in the middle of the night and death and
all kinds of stuff. And with that, I guess we are going to go to Dick. Good morning, Dick. You there? Hello, Dick.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I heard you mention about the spaghetti dinner.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, there's another person that has a lot of those stickers. It has to be Dick Wilkinson, which happens to be me.
Surprise.
And my phone number is 530-246-9131. Or drop by the big red barn that's lit up big time during the month of December. It's off of South Bunny on Barrel Court. I expect to be home all day. I have tickets here if you wish to come by. Also, I'd like to mention that Jess Hoops, who's not even involved, is not even a member of the support committee for the home. He helped this weekend. He just volunteered to help and be out there with a. He actually is the treasurer of the Korean War Veterans Association. But he just volunteered to help us, which I think was very admirable, and I really thank him for it.
I appreciate you calling in about that.
Yeah. Anyway, I have tickets. I expect to be home all day here at the Big Red Barn. So just drop by and bring some cash. Although I do take credit cards, too. It looks like it's still working this morning, Linda.
Well, that's good. Yep, we take credit cards and cash and checks. So, yeah, come help us out if you feel up to it. We appreciate it.
That's all I have to say.
All right, thanks, Dick. We appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So I got one here.
Okay, we got another caller.
Oh, we do?
I think we got another
caller. No, Rich is Dick.
Oh, Rich is Dick. Okay. Never mind. Before you do that, though, this is probably the best clip. It's a little short ditty. This is Obama.
Got to be careful about that ditty stuff nowadays.
But ditty?
This is Obama.
Be careful with ditty.
And I think this really says everything we want to hear.
A country's public square with enough raw sewage.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizer that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage.
Yep.
There you go.
That is so true.
That's exactly
what they're doing. Yep.
Exactly. That's what we're dealing with constantly. These guys are just flooding everything with sewage, trying to, you know, obfuscate what actually is happening and the truth for their own political ends. And they're just not smart enough to know that the political ends involves their...
includes them, too.
Exactly.
It would seem to me that there's a tie-in on this one. So the majority of Americans expect large number of illegal aliens to unlawfully vote this election in a poll. The majority of respondents in the poll published Friday said they believe large amounts of people who are in the country illegally will vote in November's election. They found that 54% of respondents said that they believe illegal immigrants will vote in November, and 75%.
Found that. I just saw an article. 3% of them, I can't remember, I'd have to pull it up, were proven to be illegal aliens, and they plan to vote again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the problem there? 75%
of respondents said they do not support allowing illegal immigrants to vote in elections, and an even larger percentage of survey takers say 87% support requiring voter ID in order to vote in federal elections,
racist.
According to a poll.
Yeah,
racist.
You're
and with
racist.
That, we have a caller on the line. We've got Stones. Good morning, Stones.
Hey, morning, everybody. Did you get my email on the Sunbelt
1223? I did, and I have it actually pulled up here, but I haven't had time to look it over. Now, you're talking about the letter dated August 21st, 2024?
This is a Senate bill, 1223, where the state of California admits that there is technology out there that monitors our neural activity. That would be your brain and your central nervous system.
Oh, I did see that.
I did see part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm pulling it up right
now. Well, I'm just... So here's the key to this, okay? Alternative media have been reporting this for several years now. All of this electronic surveillance of our bodily functions. You have the smart watches that count your steps and your pulse, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. They're not telling you what it's really doing. Okay, not the media. Alternative media is reporting. But the state of California is now admitting in this bill, and this is a privacy bill, so that any data mining and data collection of your neural activity is now protected against, you know, illegal dissemination and all that. It's a privacy data act, honestly, but it has to do with the data collected from your neural activity. So the state of California is admitting that this technology exists. What do you think about that? How about you, Dave? You're more techie than I am.
You know, as far as AI and all of this stuff is progressing forwards at speeds and rates that are mind-boggling, the big thing that a lot of people don't understand is that the Turing test has been passed, and that's bigger than the Internet, in my opinion, from the research on these things, because what that means is we now have AI that's smarter than most of the smart humans on Earth. And so... in regards to that, that was always the test, is can it pass? And previous to that, people would point to things like language and say, you know, language is the way you tell something is sentient. Well, that's not the case anymore. Now we have AI that's writing better language, and most of the things that are online now are actually AI-generated or run through AI, to the point to where we're living in a fabricated society that's more and more akin to a video game on the daily, and they're saying, as part of the World Economic Forum's agenda, that they want to have AI be able to know you more than you know yourself and make decisions for you. And that's all part of the plan.
So AI is going to be in control of you, or can be in control of you through this.
Well, I think it's already in control of some of the idiots.
Well, well, here's my point, right? The United States government, they always keep to close to the vest technology, and we the public find out about it, what, 30, 40 years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
30, 40 years later. So what are they doing that we don't know about? And here's the key, right? So remember Star Trek, right? The doctor waves his handheld device over the patient on the bed. It diagnoses, prognosis, the whole thing, right, with this little electronic thing waving over your body. If you don't think that's not coming, or who knows
it's
if it's here,
here
yet.
Yeah,
we'll,
it's
we'll,
there.
We'll know in third. Well, to the point, here's the deal. So, right, we have smartphones, we have smartwatches, we have all this stuff. So who's to say somebody cannot hack into your smartphone or your watch and issue a command to your body to stop your heart? Just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
And the big thing that's coming, too, in regards to that, and you look at Elon Musk, and he's been on the forefront of all of this with Neuralink and the rest of it, but back in 2016 he was saying that we need to slow down our processes on this because that AI is more dangerous than nuclear weapons. And he believes that the only way for us to move forwards is to integrate with AI through things like Neuralink so it even considers us as part of the questions in which to conserve, because otherwise he says that they'll just stomp over us like ants, and it won't even be a consideration.
We have to be assimilated by the Borg.
But we already have that going on. Look at all these people on CPAP machines that are plugged into the computerized that goes, all that information goes to the hospitals and stuff.
Oh,
your heart
machine,
all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all done over the internet.
Well,
do you trust those machines to read your blood sugar?
Exactly. And nobody can hack into it and have control over it and do anything.
No, of course
with
not.
It?
Of no. course, hey, you're a conspiracy theorist, racist, Linda.
And I'm white.
Probably racist.
Anyways, that's all I had. I just thought this is very interesting. That
I haven't had a chance.
I haven't had a chance to study it,
Rich. What's your opinion on it? This bill.
Well, again, like anything, like any technology, device, invention, they can be used for good or they can be used for evil. So, just beware. All right. Hey, thanks for the time today.
All right. Thanks.
And it's scary because you look at it, look at all the smart, air quotes, smart things that we have in our lives. Smart refrigerators, smart TVs, smart phones, everything.
Well, so this is ChatGPT 4. GPT 5 is going to be leaps and bounds better. But an AI system made correct diagnosis in 97% of patients compared to 87% for human doctors. Think about that for a minute. We are at number 4, and it's already 97% correct versus doctors at 87%. People that have dedicated their lives to this, the AI is already basically replacing to the point to where it's just like that. Star Trek guy, you're going to end up waving your wand and there's that. That's the good thing on it. Now the bad thing on it is what happens if you want to say, hey, AI, I see that this guy has this. Can you examine him and tell me what problems he has? Then be able to, I don't know, set it up to where it looks like he died of natural causes from a freak accident? Yeah, you probably could do that. And, yeah, they probably have been able to do that for a while now because this is all public stuff that we can run through as the public. What do they have?
It's very scary stuff.
Well, you get to all these things. So, like Facebook, they know when your bathroom schedule is better than you do. They know what you do during the daytime. You have places like Ford Motor Company that information came out that showed that they're collecting data on you. As soon as you connect your phone to those devices, which they really want you to do, they're collecting your text messages, your data, your travel, and they make almost as much money on the actual vehicle, if not more, just by selling your data to companies.
I wonder if the AI says, oh, you have this, and that, and the other thing, but you don't. But AI says you do.
Well, and it would have been very interesting to see Ted Kaczynski and Elon Musk in a room. Because those are the two spectrums. You look at his manifesto, and his manifesto going back and looking at what his predictions were for AI and for the way that we're shaping up to be right now, and then you look at Elon Musk that wants to blend us and meld us together. It would have been interesting to see those two people together in a room having that, because I think Ted was like 161.
All we do is we walk around and then you just explode. I do want to read this. This is from RFK, and I think this is a great post, and this is on X, and it says, what MAGA really means. The phrase has troubled liberals who think it's a call for a return to America before the civil rights, gay rights, and women's rights movements. But I have a more generous interpretation, one that is truer to my experience of Donald Trump as he is today. Make America Great Again recalls a nation brimming with vitality and can-do spirit, with hope and belief in itself. It was an America that was just the beginning, was just beginning to confront its darker shadows, could acknowledge the injustice of its past and present, yet at the same time could celebrate its successes. It was a nation of broad prosperity, the world's most vibrant middle class, an idealistic belief, though not consistently applied, in freedom, justice, and democracy. It was a nation that led the world in innovation, productivity, and technology. It was the healthiest country in the world. I have talked to many Trump supporters, and I have talked with his inner circle. I have talked to the man himself. This is the America they want to restore. Now, I don't agree with everything that he said, but that's the truth. The truth is the left-wing extremists want to make MAGA into some kind of, you know,
bad thing.
Go back to the caveman days when bonk people on the head or something, or white people are all in control. It's absolute stupidity. Now, I don't think we have democracy. I think we have a republic. Democracy was called a mobocracy by the founders. They said it was an inferior form of government. We have a constitutional republic that has an element of democracy involved in it. But what the essence of what he's saying is absolutely spot on. We were the healthiest country in the world. We were the most productive country in the world. We were the happiest country in the world. Why? Because we were all working towards the same things as far as a better standard of living, a better life for our children, a better country all the way around. We fought a civil war to free the black people, the black men, the black men and women. We fought a civil war. A lot of white guys died in that civil war to free them. So not everybody was on the same page at every single moment. But the thrust of America was to make all men, and all men were created equal, so we could all be free. And there's no other document in the history of the world that's ever even gone in that direction, where there was a limited government controlled by the people. These guys want to throw that out and turn it into where the government controls the people in its entirety. It's absolute stupidity. It's absolute insanity. And make America great means let's go back to the principles where we're all working together to have a good country.
And that's why all of the people want to come here. It's because
opportunity.
The way it was set up originally with the founding fathers, that's what made people migrate here legally.
Well, and now.
And not move in, I'm sorry, move in to change it to where they came from.
Well, and now, too, specifically, we are at a bastion of freedom from a standpoint of we're the last place on earth.
Right.
You turn around, you say anything in Canada right now about immigration, you can be arrested. They'll go to your house for posting a post. Same thing in Britain. They're arresting people left and right now for having an opinion that's a quote-unquote wrong think.
So the people that are advocating that are the Gestapo.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. They don't even know they're the Gestapo, most of them. And the ones that do don't care, which makes them evil.
Well, it's moving more and more towards this AI autocracy that mayoral candidate vows to let Vic, an AI bot, run Wyoming's capital city as soon as
he's
elected.
Scary stuff.
So, and the important thing to remember is the person that writes the code controls the laws then.
Well, we're almost at the end here. We got a couple minutes.
You know, this is something that, you know, when we were younger, thought was totally way out there. Right. You know, robots and all this. And look, it's come true in just our lifetime.
In less than 5 years, we're going to be there.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is.
It's very
scary.
I'm not sure
where it ends up. I don't know. you got to just hope and pray that things go in the right direction here. And
stand up for what you believe
in. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for what is good and right. Don't stand up for all this other crap that they've been pushing. Anyway, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
We'll see you next week.
Don't co-parent with the government, and all gun control is racist. See you all next week.
See you next week.
Sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow. Golden hair shining like moon glow. Warm lips soft as a soul.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.